Hello students, welcome to the module 2 of the chapter, the sermon at Banaras. Now, as you will notice in the PPT, the very first slide has that the same picture is there of the old holy city of our Banaras in UP. Now, this picture, as I said, this picture reminds us time and again of the holiness of the city of Banaras and the fact that it was special. It is special, obviously, as Lord Buddha chose this city in order to deliver his first sermon and just after he got enlightenment. So this city is indeed special, and obviously it is one of the most sought after pilgrimage sites in India and in the world. So people from far and near visit this city in order to in order to pay their tribute to the river Ganges and to take a holy and to take a dip in the holy river, so that they can be get free from all their sins and they are purified in the true sense. Now, as the second slide goes, you will notice that there is this bright painting of Lord Buddha, who is sitting in the middle of a forest, as the picture shows, and there is this woman called Kissa Gautami, who is leaning in front of him and she is carrying her dead son in her hands. Now, as I told in the first module only, that Kissa Gautami, that the chance meeting, as is mentioned in the slide, okay, this chance encounter of Lord Buddha and Kissa Gautami made the Lord think about, okay, made the Lord ponder over the mystery of life and death, and it changed his outlook in a way. It not only changed the Lord's outlook, but also it changed the woman's outlook. Okay, the fact that she was not ready to believe that, yes, I am not, I'll not accept the fact that, yes, my son is no more, I will have him back in any way. So this thing, this kind of stubbornness or this arrogance, because she's just like a normal human being, she's behaving like a normal human being, and for her, the death of her son in her presence, okay, the fact that she's alive and her son is dead is not acceptable. Okay, it's very painful. She cannot accept as a mother. So Lord Buddha, in order to make her understand that you have to we all have to accept death as a part of our life, though it is extremely difficult. Okay, saying it and accepting it is a completely different thing. And the person who loses his or her beloved, that person only knows the pain of separation, that person only knows the pain of what it feels like to have losing one's, to have lost one's beloved, or to lose one's relation, or to lose any one of the family members. So Kissa Gautami, she visits Lord Buddha, and Lord Buddha helps her to look at life in a very special way, and makes her understand that as a mother, she has her own grief. She cannot, she should not rather stop grieving. But at the same time, she also has to accept the fact that her son cannot be brought back. Now, I'll read out certain important points related to this slide. Okay. The second half, as you can see, the second half of the story dealt by me in this module is the concluding part of the story, and therefore projects the enlightened thoughts of the Lord on the mysteries of life and death, as I just now said. According to him, death equalizes everything. It transcends boundaries and brings unending despair. However, it does not allow us to remain oblivious of it. Now, what do you mean by oblivious? Oblivious means, though death, as it is said, okay, as I just now read out, that it equalizes everything, okay? It does not discriminate between anybody, irrespective of caste, creed, finance, everything, okay? It equalizes everything, okay? And as it is said, that you are born empty-handed and you return empty-handed, okay? So, death equalizes everything, but at the same time, it makes us aware of its presence also. It does not make us remain oblivious of it. It does not let us ignore it. It makes us feel its presence time to time again. And the human heart goes berserk. Okay, it becomes uncontrolled. It overflows with emotions. And that is what actually happened with Kesa Gautami. Okay, she kept on lamenting. She kept on feeling sad. She kept on crying in front of the Lord. And the Lord, who was able to understand her pain, who was able to console her through his words, tried his best to make her understand that she was not the only woman who had lost her son. There were many in the world, okay? They might not have lost their son, they might have lost somebody else. So this death, it keeps on coming back to us each and every time, time and again. And nobody can overpower it. Just like life is there, just like light is there, so death is there. Darkness is there. Just it exists in the same way as darkness exists. Okay. So after morning, evening comes. Okay. You cannot deny its presence. Okay, you can neither deny morning, you can neither deny evening or night. The same way, human beings have to accept life and have to accept death also at the same time. Okay, they cannot ignore it anyhow. Now, the third slide. The third slide is a detailed description of the second half. Okay, in short, the summary. And it has been dealt in the same way, just like the first module. Now, we will go into the details. As you will notice, as we read, Kesa Gautami, all shattered with the pain, became aware of the mighty presence of the universal force of death, omnipresent in the mortal world. Now, omnipresent means present everywhere. Just now I said, death is present everywhere. Darkness is present everywhere. After darkness, light comes. In the same way, as death is there, birth is also there. Okay, a person is born, a person dies at the same time, every day. Okay, so you cannot ignore it. She also concluded that salvation or nirvana, as the sermon points out, can be achieved only by moving away from this material world and its complexities. The humans find it very difficult to do so. It is quite ensnaring. Ensnaring because it traps everybody. But this is the only way to be free from this material world that traps all mortals. According to Lord Buddha, the humans should accept this truth and should not let it hold its reins completely. Hold its reins means it should not let it overpower us. It should not let it enslave us. The control should be in our hands. We should have self-control in a way. Misery and despair are unavoidable as death spreads its dark shadow. But the wise man is the one who never loses control and remains calm and composed. A wise man is distinguished from other persons because of his wisdom to differentiate between what is life and what is death, or what is acceptable and what is to be renounced. Okay, a wise man, he or she, okay, a person who turns wise or a person who is wise, he or she is differentiated from other persons in the sense that he or she has his wisdom to guide him or her all the time. He or she knows that yes, because we are born, because I am born, I have to leave this world someday. Everybody has to leave this world someday. And this wisdom was attained by the Lord. And in order to attain this wisdom, he renounced everything. It was painful for him, just like anybody. Renouncing everything, including his family, his son, it was quite difficult for him. But that was his destiny, that was his fate. So Lord Buddha renounced everything, he gave up everything, came out of this material world and walked on the path of truth and glory. He came nearer to God in order to understand the creation or the magic present in this world. Lord Buddha struggled hard for 7 years and attained enlightenment. As he attained enlightenment, he became, or he rose above everything. His mind rose above everything and he could come out of every ensnaring or every complexity, every problem that entraps human mind. His soul became free in a sense. As a result, life turns blessed. Unhappiness and discontentment disappear. This is what the Lord says. Life turns blessed. It turns blessed when we as humans, we tend to look into the brighter side of life. We tend to realize that yes, every creation leads to death and every death leads to a creation. It is the universal power. It is the universal force. There's this strong universal